Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Carl Sumner. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Tote. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Carl Sumner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sumner takes first base on ball four. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer bunts towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. Sumner moves to second. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill takes first base on ball four. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mostill moves to third. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Mostill scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tate who is chasing the ball. Falk reaches third base with a triple. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate takes first base on ball four. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tate. The throw from Berg and he is out, Sissell applying the tag. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel takes first base on ball four. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rogel moves to second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rogel scores. Berry moves to third. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons has Berry trapped. There's the throw to Kahm and over to Berg, who tags Berry for the out. Gerber moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Carl Sumner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sumner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sumner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Berry and he is out, Gerber applying the tag. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 0 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 1 in the game. Flagstead hits a line drive into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mostill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lyons moves to second. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Lyons moves to third. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lyons tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sumner. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Falk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tate hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead. Com reaches second base with a double. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Com scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sissel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clancy moves to second. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg bunts for an out with unknown description. Clancy moves to third. Sissel moves to second. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to home to get Clancy. Sissel moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Barry for a passed ball. Sissel scores. Lyons moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ma still hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tate who is chasing the ball. Ma still reaches third base with a triple. Lyons scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, White Sox. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerber strikes out. One out. Fred Hoffman pinch hits for Danny McFadden. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman strikes out. Two outs. Carl Sumner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sumner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sumner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sumner moves to second. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-2 in the game. Flagstead hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sumner scores. Meyer moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into right field. Metzler picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Metzler. Meyer scores. Flagstead moves to third. Tote moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Hoffman now catching. Pat Simmons now pitching. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Sumner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kaum hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Simmons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rogel strikes out. One out. Pat Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gerber. The throw from Berg and he is out, Hunfield applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cecil hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Carl Sumner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sumner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sumner strikes out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Meyer for the out. Hoffman moves to third. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flagstead hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hunfield strikes out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ma still moves to second. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards second. Rogel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rogel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clancy bunts towards the mound. Simmons fields it and throws to first for the out. Com moves to second. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cecil hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sumner. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Com scores. It's 6-3, White Sox. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-2 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cecil moves to third. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Rawlings pinch hits for Pat Simmons. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings strikes out. Berg drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Rawlings out. One out. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Wally Gerber. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams pinch hits for Fred Hoffman. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.